Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. To the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up?
What's up, everybody? We good, man.
All right. We got a couple topics that are near and dear to us today. Our first topic today, actually both of our topics today, man, we just want to hit up some questions coming from the clinic. We want to appreciate you guys reaching out to us and all the love that we've been getting from you guys. And we wanted to show some love back by responding to some of you guys' Q&As that y'all sent our way. And this is to all our listeners. If you like what you hear and you want us to talk about something, please, we leave it open. Like, subscribe, and comment on our page. Share our page, The Real Dream Podcast, on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, and all over social media. And just write a comment. Let us know what you think. And if you want us to talk about something specific, so yeah, let us know. So our first question of the day comes from my man, the Lone Wolf. We're going to talk about a question that he posed out. And so he says, so question, does your partner slash spouses hold you to what you say, make you accountable for what you said? If your ladies are doing anything like my wife does, I can't get away with shit. Hears me say something, she's right on it. If the situation presents itself, talk about, well, you said, dot, dot, dot. Stay strong, my guys. Love y'all. The Lone Wolf. So let's talk about it, man. Do you guys have an issue or situation where your ladies hold you accountable for what you say? Do you feel like they do or they don't?
Mm-hmm. Shit. That's how I ended up in a relationship. I swear to God, it is. Like peep this up. When me and my current girlfriend were dating at first, you know, I had these list of things that, you know what I'm saying, I said we need to have happen before we could actually be officially date. Long story short, she met all those requirements. And a week after she met them requirements, she was like, so, you know what I'm saying, you said after this, and this happened, then, you know what I'm saying, I could have, we could make this official. So what's up? I'm like, well, shit. I guess we official now, goddammit. Goddamn. Hey. You know, accountability also goes hand in hand with integrity, you know, but you can't force somebody to, you know what I'm saying, hold themselves accountable. You just got to hope that they actually have the integrity to, you know what I'm saying, hold themselves accountable. And integrity is not something that you can teach, you know what I'm saying, that you either have integrity or you fucking don't. You know, and if you're a man of your word, then people respect you for that. And so I appreciate and I like my respect. So, goddamn it, I'm going to be a man of my word because I want my respect. Goddamn it, give me that. You have to give me that.
Yeah, I mean, to expand on what you said, man, Mailman, I think that's good, right? I think that the fact that you were able to sit there in the beginning of your relationship and be like, hey, listen, in order for this to work, these are my stipulations. And then she was like, fine, if that's the case, let me see if this is something I should be able to meet it on. I think it's important for men and women to both have stipulations to like, hey, listen, if you want a relationship with me, these are the things that I require. That way you're not compromising on things now that you will be able to compromise on later on.
Yeah, and I tell y'all one of those things just because, you know what I'm saying, I don't care, I'll put this out there. One of those things was she had to get divorced. Yeah, you heard that right. She had to get a divorce. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't with her. They were legally separated or whatever. But I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do this legally separated business. You know what I'm saying? If you're serious about being with me, then you need to get a divorce and be, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, completely done and over with that relationship. And it took a little while for her to get the divorce finalized, but she did. And mm-hmm. a week after them papers were finalized, she was like, where that relationship at, buddy?
you gotta close some doors or open others, man. For sure.
Buddy.
What about you, Duke?
I mean, any relationship. So whether it be a friendship, a relationship, marriage, whatever, I think if you're not around people that are going to hold you accountable, you're not around the right people anyway. Now, there's ways to do that. You don't want to be a dick about it, or you don't want to be nagging about it, and so on and so forth. But, you know, we do it to each other. If somebody ain't, you know, doing what they supposed to do, ain't quite up to par, we say, hey, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a matter of, and 9 times out of 10, that person know they not living up to their expectations. I'm not talking about expectations that somebody else put on you. I'm talking about your personal expectations. And those people around you know what those expectations are. So mm-hmm. if you're not doing the expectations that you set forth for yourself, you're supposed to have those good people around you that put you back on track if you veer off to the side for a little bit, you know. So mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to be your wife or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or what have you. It could be, you know, your brother, your sister, your best friend. It could be anybody. If they mm-hmm. really care and love you to a certain extent, they are going to, you know, hold you accountable when you say that you're going to do something. But mm-hmm. like I said, it's just a way to do that, not to be an asshole or a dick about it or what have you. It's just a conversation that should be had, and everything should be fine. And that also means you as a person, you need to be able to take criticism as well. You know, everything can't be rosy. You can't, if you around people that's only telling you you're doing great, that's how you fail. You mm-hmm. need to be around people that's telling you, oh, you not quite doing exactly mm-hmm. what you told me you was going to do. So is there something that I can do to help you out with that or what? You know, so that's my feeling on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anybody nagging me or anything like that. But yeah, if my shit ain't up to par from what I've told you that I want to do, hell yeah, say something. That'll get me back on track. Fuck that shit.
Now, that's what I'm wondering, if that's what he's talking about. Like, you know, it's one thing for his wife to be like, hey, you know, you said you were going to do this, you know, that and the third. And, you know, saying that he doesn't do it or hadn't got around to do it yet. And she's like, no, you said you was going to do this then. You said, no, but you said you were going to be doing it. That's why you the dot, 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 you know. And
he might be. It sounds like he's talking about that honey do list. Mm-hmm. That's what he sounds like. He's talking about that list. Like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about on that one.
I'm going to try to defend him. And I know we have a lot of female listeners. Lone Wolf, I feel you. Okay, play it. Here it is, okay? There's a lot of men who are in relationships, right, that'll say they want to do something, or say they're going to do something like, I want to build a deck. I want to get the yard done. I need to go do this, that, and the third. And you actually put a lot on your shoulders that you can't. So I just be like, nope.
Let me see if I understand this here. So you basically saying, don't promise nothing so they don't expect nothing, and tell them no all the time.
That's what I heard.
All right. That's there we go. That's it. That's some news. Okay. Right there. Yeah. So I'm going to say this. Hey. Fellas, you go ahead and do that. That's a quick way for y'all asses to be single. So you go right ahead and take that advice.
I don't mean it like that.
That's what the fuck you said.
Hey, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it did sound like that. Let me try to rephrase this so that way it come off a little bit better.
Keep the bar.
All the people be like, hey, let news drown. This motherfucker was like, nah, you should let him drown. You should let him go. You should let him fall on this one.
Hey, don't let him dig. Nah, you the dig in that hole your damn self. Yeah. Like, fuck that. I'll let you dig that motherfucker. I'll catch you if you fall, but when you start digging your own grave, goddamn it, that's on you.
I think it's true. No, man, I think it's just one of those things where it's like, yes, you need to be held accountable for the things that you say, right? But don't be saying yes to everything, right? Just be realistic.
No, I totally get what you're saying.
You overextend yourself trying to make everyone happy sometimes as a man, and then it ends up backfiring. And so sometimes you got to be like, no, I'm not going to be able to do this right now because after work, I got plans, or I'm going to be busy, or it's a rough day today and I'm tired, and just be honest. And if she has a problem with it, right, then there has to be some type of understanding. I'm not going to say they're going to be understanding all the time, right? Nobody in a relationship is. See, you thought I was talking about women. I was not talking about women. I was just saying it, okay? Then I saw how you was like, there you go again, digging a hole.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing.
You was thinking, your face said it all. Just be careful with what you say, man, and good luck. And yes, your woman is going to hold you accountable because she loves you and she cares, and some shit need to get done, and she don't feel like using the damn drill.
Hey, so reread that question again, though. Is he asking, do our women hold us accountable, or do we hold our women accountable?
No, do our women hold
the
us
The women hold us, yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking no-brainer. Of course they fucking do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know a woman that don't hold a man accountable for fucking what he say he gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember shit you said you were gonna do 3 years ago, goddamn it.
My mama, I'm 33 years old. My mama still be like, I thought you said you was gonna be president. You was talking about that when you was 5 years old, talking about
me. I know, right? Like elephants, they don't forget shit. Got good fucking memories.
No, I think someone told me that the reason why women don't freak, I gotta tread carefully on this one. You ready for this? The reason why.
I'm ready for this shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
You see me perkle?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, come on with that shit.
Someone told me that the reason why women are better at remembering things than men is because they can tie certain actions and events to emotions and how it made them feel. And that burns it into their brain better than men, who compartmentalizes as an action, as just an action. It travels, it comes, it goes. It's not connected to us. Whereas women, they're like, okay, the dog shit in the house. How did this make me feel? I will forget that kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. I heard it was more like men, you know, have brains and there are a bunch of boxes. Women have brains and it's more like a thread. You know what I'm saying? So men will take that box out, you know, and we'll say we're talking about cars. So we'll put everything that we know about cars into that box. We put that box away and we file it away on the cars, right? And then, you know what I'm saying, if we're talking about house stuff, we'll put everything about houses in that box. We put it in the box and file it away. Whereas with women, you know, the string is, well, the house is connected to the kids are connected to the food is connected to, you know what I'm saying, the gas. It's all connected and, you know what I'm saying, intertwined and on that string. And so, you know, whatever lights up on one end, you know what I'm saying, at the other end of it is something else too. So it is, but to them, it's all fucking connected.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Yeah, man. Where'd you hear that from?
It was a scientist talking about it on a video that
clip that was me, watched. Motherfucker. Stop acting. That was you. Don't give scientists my credit. That was
you
me.
Didn't say nothing about no boxes.
Yes, I did. I'm
gonna find that video and send that shit to your ass. Watch.
I probably got it from the scientist, and two,
you probably did. Motherfucker. Yeah.
Glad. All right. Yeah, man. Talon Wolf. Yeah, we all go through it, man. It is what it is. And I don't know how long you've been in your relationship, and I wish I could tell you it gets better. good luck. Good luck. I don't know what to tell you. And if you find the honey-do list, wherever she writes it down, and it magically disappears, I mean, burn that shit. Whatever.
Burn it.
What smell like money?
Burn it.
What smell like smoke? I don't know.
Shit. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Shit.
Burning the toast up in this motherfucker.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast, going to a second topic of the day. And today we're answering another question from the clinic. Again, we appreciate all the love we're getting from you guys. This one doesn't come from someone specifically. It's a really long one. Bear with me. I'm going to read it out here, and me and the fellows are going to react to it. So the statement is, yes, please, I want to hear you rant about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nope. What the fuck?
I'm just saying. I snuck that in there.
No.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carla. We appreciate it. They don't want to hear. I only got one. In all fairness, I only got one, right? I went off.
Exactly. We said four or more.
I got to get four or more.
Yeah.
Okay. Four or more.
Yep. All different right. people.
Different people. It can't be like Carla like four times.
No, hell no, motherfucker. Right. I knew you were trying to pull some shit like
you,
that.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Listen, I consider this therapy.
Different people, motherfucker.
I consider this shit as therapy, talking about that. So let's get into our real second topic, man. The statement goes, good morning, fellas. I've been listening to all of you since you started, and I value your thoughts, opinions, and advice that you may give. I have a mental health situation I would like to get some insight on. My dear friend found out some devastating news about 10 days ago. Has been holding it in. I finally got a piece of it from her. It's awful stuff. She hasn't let it out to her partner. I guess out of fear, the news has made her doubt herself as a person, mom, and a partner. They brought out comments that people in her partner's circle have said to her at one point, which made her feel even more doubtful. He's only with you for the car, the money, yada, yada, yada. It's a toxic situation anyway. I'm hurting. I just don't want her to self-destruct. Thanks, fellas. So let's talk about it. This is a weird statement because it doesn't state what the friend is going through, right? Whoever wrote this, obviously you are a really, really good friend. And whatever this situation is, we hope and pray that it all works out best for her in the end. From this statement, what do you guys feel about it? And what do you get from this?
First off, I'm nosy. So I want to know what this devastating news is that she's been holding in like a motherfucker. Like, where that part at?
It sounds like all everybody basically telling her that she being used. That's what I mean. Maybe it's more to the story, I'm assuming, but that's what it sounds like. The gist of it is starting from on there.
Yeah. Right. The way this was worded was like,
I read the whole thing.
Yeah, but the way it was worded, it made me feel like whatever her friends have been saying to the friend, we just gonna call the friend Tony. Whatever everybody's telling Tony about her boyfriend and her relationship might end up being true. And I think that's the devastating.
It sounds like it's his friends, if I heard that correctly. It's his supposed boys that's telling her this.
That's what I was gonna say, because I read the thing and she was talking about how, like, you know what I'm saying, it was brought out in the comments that people in his circle had said, and so, like, I'm like, it sounds like, you know, whatever they said to her, she finally got a confirmation with this devastating news that, you know what I'm saying, and goddamn it, if it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, goddamn it, it's a fucking duck. But, you know what I'm saying, there's ways you can find out if a person is using you, because that's what it seems like, that's what she's getting at. It sounds like she feels like she's being used.
I think it's not that she feels like she's being, I think this is like confirmation that she was.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
But then again, you also got to think, look at it like this. Okay, so she feel like she's being used for the car, right? Well, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're being used for the car, ask yourself these questions. Does he have money, you know what I'm saying, or resources to get his own vehicle? You know, and if he don't, then he's not using you. He's in need of you, and that's your partner, so he needs you. But now if this man got his own money and got you know what I'm saying, enough money to afford to be able to get himself a vehicle and still don't, then I would might probably consider that he's fucking using you. And then I also read in it where she was talking about how she felt like he was not her type or some shit, like some to that effect, right?
She not his type.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's not his type, right?
Yeah.
And so it got me to thinking about it, and maybe we said this before, but like, you know, sometimes, you know, in order to get away from, you know, problems that you've experienced in past relationships, it's necessary for us to change our standards on things or our type. Meaning, like, if you used to, you know, be looking for a woman with, you know, the same traits as the last time, with like same hairstyle, same body type, you know, same financial status, et cetera, et cetera. You still, and you still getting those same results from that relationship, then it seems like, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, this sounds like to me like this guy has decided to change, you know what I'm saying, his whole perspective on the types of women that he's going to be starting to date. Meaning, like, you know, he needs to change her look from what he normally goes for, you know, and he wants to change what she normally dresses like, all these things. So he wants something different. He wants a different type of woman so he don't repeat the same, you know what I'm saying, pattern as he did in his past relationships. But, you know, with that comes also, if you change your type, so to speak, and you can't go into that new relationship being the same person you was either. If you change in the type of person you're going to be dating, then you need to change the way you were dealing with your past relationships as well. Now, she also said something about the feeling like he's not attracted to her, you know, and you know, my feeling on that is like attraction is a very primal type instinct. You know, it's one of those things where you know if somebody is attracted to you or not. There's going to be signs everywhere saying that, oh, you know, this person is attracted to me. And if you're not feeling that from the partner that you're with, you don't feel like they are attracted to, first, ask them. You know what I mean? But give them the room and the space to be honest with you about how they feel first. And then afterwards, after talking to them, then make a judgment on whether or not. But like, that's something that you shouldn't be wondering about, it, whether or not this person is attracted to you or not. You know, it's real, sounds like a real toxic situation, but it also sounds like she already has an answer, but she is not willing to, you know, push the button, you know what I mean, so to speak. You know, like, you need to either shit or get off the fucking pot, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? If you feel like you're being used, are you going to just sit there and continue to be used, or are you going to do something about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you just say you either shit or get off the pot? Is that what I just heard you say?
That's what you heard.
Okay. I've never heard that one either.
That's a Southern analogy. You're from the South. You
Southern shit right now.
You know it's some Southern shit. You heard that shit.
You shit or get off the pot.
Fucking right there. Then make a decision. You know what I mean? Make a fucking decision. What are you going to do?
So here's the thing. I feel like the information that we have is incomplete, because you can also look at it as kind of something that Mailman kind of scratched the surface on, is his friends might not have caught up to him as far as his mentality and his growth, because he could very well, like you said, Mailman, is a, this is the type that I have been with forever, and where has it got me? Nowhere. Right. Let me try something different. Let me try something instead of looking for that physical attraction, so to speak. He's looking more for that mental attraction.
Yeah.
More so stimulate my mind and everything else is going to follow, because it does. If you find somebody that can mentally, and women say this all the time, and as I've gotten older, I've realized exactly what the fuck that shit mean. When I was younger, I didn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What the fuck mean? If that person ain't physically attractive to me, I can't do shit with them.
Right.
But now it's like, I look for that mental connection first, and that physical comes right along with it, and it's right. stronger. Because now you got my mind, and once you have my mind, you know, the rest of the body follows. And, yeah. and like I said, women have been saying that for the longest. And like I said, 20-year-old
that's some pimp shit, nigga. That's some pimp shit. Fuck the mind and the body will follow.
True.
I swear to God.
That's true. Well, it's
say that shit.
That's facts, though. It's really yeah. facts. You know what I'm saying?
Women have been saying that for years.
Yeah, and it really could be that too. So we don't necessarily know. So the information we have is kind of incomplete. So we just kind of all over the place. But just saying, on the other side of that, it could just be that he's grown up more than his boys have, and they still in that physical, and he's more into that. I want the mental and the physical. Type of thing too, so we don't know. Like I remember reading it and something about the car and money and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I do think we need some more information to really really deep dive into it. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and first that don't sound like some shit your boys will say though either though, because that kind of struck me as odd too when it was like people in your circle was like, you know, you not even mm-hmm. as tight. I'm like, that don't even sound like some shit, you know what I'm saying, your boys would say to, you know what I'm saying, your girl, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, you ain't even as tight. Why, I don't know why you fucking with you, because I read some other shit like, oh, shit, they said that it would never last, and you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I'm surprised it lasts this long and shit like that. And I'm like, that don't sound like a homeboy.
So, you know? Exactly. Yeah. That was where I was going to go with next. Like, he might be surrounded by snakes. He yeah. might not be surrounded by motherfuckers like how we surrounded by. Yeah. That too. So there's a whole like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot that to go off
to of digest. That. Yeah, I agree with everything you guys have said up until the point where she says, "My friend just we'll call the friend Tony. My friend or Tony got devastating news." That means right. Tony knows something
that we don't know.
And it was the news that brought up these statements. Like, these statements were said a while ago, and then as soon as she found this out, then all of a sudden it's, oh, I remember this, I remember that, I remember that. And it's all connected to this news. You see what I mean? That's where I got it from.
And, I get what you're saying.
Listen, man, I want to try to say this as respectfully as possible to the person who wrote this and to their friend, right? We have all had devastating things happen to us, right? Whether it be in relationships and life or whatever the case may be. There's no sugarcoating it, really, right? At some point in time, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and just keep on walking. Now, there is a time to sulk. There is a time to feel these emotions, these hurt, this pain, and everything else. And honestly, I'm not worried about it because the reason I'm not worried about it is because the person who wrote this obviously is a good enough friend to not let this person go through it alone. You know what I mean? It wouldn't, if you didn't care, you wouldn't have wrote this. You care about this person. So you have to remind yourself, no matter what she's going through, she's going to be all right because I'm going to be there with her. Well, I'm going to help her get through this because we cool like that. We're friends, we're family, whatever the case may be. And I know the type of person she is that's going to get through it. Yeah, she may self-destruct a little bit, but she got someone that's going to have her back to pick her up. And I commend you for that. You know what I mean? And I commend you and I give you all the credit in the world for being a true friend. Because we know you are, and you can already tell because you wouldn't have said something like this. You said this was a mental health issue, and it sounds like you're dealing with it too, just like you are her.
See, that's the part that confuses me. I don't understand, like, how are they considering this a mental health issue?
Oh,
because like, when I think of mental health issues, I think about, you know what I'm saying, things that happen in your life mentally that you know what I'm saying, you have no control over that, leads to doctors prescribing it and, that's what I'm thinking when I hear mental health issue, know what I mean? This sounds like a lack of confidence, a lack of self-esteem, a lack of setting personal boundaries, being able to stand up for yourself and being able to communicate how you feel with your partner to get the answers that you need to the questions that you're having doubts with.
So here's the thing, right? When you say things like mental health, right? Your exact response was things you cannot control that affect your mental well-being. That's not mental health, right? Mental health is anything, whether it's something you can control or something you can't, that affects you in a way that cannot be seen, right? Yep. You know what I mean?
So it's more of an umbrella term.
So like, if I almost get into a car accident, right? And I stop and my brakes don't work, but I still don't get in a car accident, I can have lack of trust issues with my car. And that can technically lead to anxiety. That's a mental health issue. That's something you can't.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean? And
I see exactly what you're saying.
A toxic motherfucker can give you some mental health issues easily.
Mental health,
We've all had toxic people in our lives that's been like, all right, my mental ain't right.
Yes, you are 100% right.
I don't know if you meant to do that, but shit, you hit mailman with the boom. He like, damn, trauma. I get it, player. Hey, I get it.
Fuck that. I did my shout away.
I know. You can hear it.
I remember that shit. You're right. Hey, I'm not above it my damn self. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm high and mighty, like I ain't experienced in my damn self. Mm-hmm. I'd have been there too, fucking dealing with a fucking narcissistic ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If anybody dealt with a narcissist, y'all know exactly what I mean about, how it could possibly cause mental health issues that, it takes some time to get past that shit and work through that shit and find yourself again after dealing with a narcissist.
Sure, facts. And it's a wound you got to heal. To Anonymous, we appreciate this comment, the statement. Listen, we hope everything works out for you and your friend. I know you're going to be there for her. If she listens to us, or even if she doesn't, send her our thoughts and prayers, and we hope everything works out for you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. A green light card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Green light. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Let's get ratchet, motherfuckers.
Shotty up in this bitch. Hey, I'm getting some real Shotty vibes from that motherfucker. What the fuck? What the fuck was that? Man, ain't even hiding that shit.
Oh man. All right,
been in the closet with his singing skills.
I know, right?
I see what it is.
Yeah, how many times a motherfucker could have been a wedding singer talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Been hiding this shit. Okay, I see how you do, man.
Got a secret talent and shit. We all talk about side hustles. This motherfucker could have been
He's been doing wedding performances and shit. He just ain't been telling us.
I thought it was cool, dude.
Sister, a musician, right?
Her ex-husband was. She's an actress.
All right, but her husband was a musician. Who do you think he had singing the little vocals? This nigga.
Oh, shit. Gave me the chills. All right, man. Let's get into it. Our ratchet news of the day, man, comes from a woman on social media on her first dates. That way she shows him that she has options. Let's get into it, man. The Washington Post reports, earlier this week, TikTok star and podcast host Sophia Franklin went viral. Over 2 million views, Sophia admitted that she always sends herself a drink from a fake secret admirer. She's
what? That must be related to the heifer that said that you toxic if you ain't married by 30. They related. Is that fucking simple?
What was the video called? First date?
Nah, it's not called anything. It's just a viral video that she posted. She wrote, when I got to the bathroom and paid a bartender to send me an anonymous shot so my date remembers I have options. She then captioned the clip, men love some healthy competition.
Oh my God. And that's we might like healthy competition. We don't like games, though. That's
right?
Games.
No doubt. Right,
yeah. That's playing games. Come on now.
And that's not the only thing she's done to make men jealous before. And the comments, Sophie confessed, I have definitely sent myself flowers a time or two. Laughing my ass off. This can work on many situations. The world is your oyster, ladies. Needless to say, the tip sparked some healthy debate in the comments with hundreds of women pledging to try it themselves.
Oh my God.
Let's stop there.
Don't do that.
May I start this one?
By all means.
Is it working? This bitch still single. Is it working?
That's what I was going to ask.
She's still single.
Lord,
of course she is. That don't fucking surprise me. You know what I'm saying? That she fucking still single. I mean, single.
You don't got options, though. Stop acting like you the one saying yourself drinks.
Right? Like, you starting off on the fucking off of them kind of fucking game. If bitch, I see another guy fucking buying you drinks and we on a date and you trying to entertain that type of bullshit, then I'm be like, why don't you fucking go over there with that motherfucker? I'm fucking spend my time somewhere else where, you know what I'm saying, somebody actually interested in me. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to be somebody's fucking option. You know, and I get it. It's a first date or whatever, but God damn, you know what I'm saying? You can't be fucking playing the game like that. Like, damn, that's fucking up.
I just hate this. Yeah, it is toxic. I just hate this idea that you think that you are such good shit that you needed to show that the man you are dating, that you have options by spying yourself. Do you understand how fucked up that sounds?
Yes, mental health written all over it.
I got dumb shit written all over me. That's dumb shit right there.
That bitch got a mental health problem. That's what that sounds like to me. Like, this bitch got a mental health problem like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and here's the problem. It's not like the woman's not attractive. It's just that you dumb as shit.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, does guys really buy into this shit? Like, oh, I got to work harder for it? Goddamn.
No,
I got to work harder for, you know what I'm saying, because other fucking guys ain't interested in her.
No, what she ain't realizing is, yeah, you can play that game in the beginning, and that might get some dude off like, oh, okay, yeah, let me work harder to get her. Okay, now he done worked hard to get you, but now it's just you. It's your personality. It's what you have left now. Now that you done played that game and you got that dude wanting you more, how are you going to keep them? She obviously got an issue with keeping them because she's continuing to do it.
Yeah.
She's continuing to play more games. That's probably what. When you start off fucking lying, you have to continue fucking lying to keep a motherfucker interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, you setting the bar up way too fucking high. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying, with anything. You put yourself up on a fucking pedestal like that, and eventually you're going to fucking come down to a crashing fucking halt and fall right off that bitch.
I have a huge family, and one of my brothers loves to give advice to our baby brother. And he'd be like, listen, if you want to do right, you know, in life, these are the steps you got to take to follow your grind, do what it is you need to do in order to succeed and to be successful in everything that you do. And I always be wondering, why the fuck is he talking? You don't even got a place to live. You sleep on your best friend's couch. Motherfucker, you ain't got car. Shut up. Let this motherfucker do what he's doing. He doing fine.
They say those that can't do, teach.
No! No! This motherfucker. No! That, can you imagine learning math from a math teacher that don't know his multiplication tables?
No, that shit don't make no damn sense.
No, no. That's like going, that's like going to nursing school and a mechanic come out and be like, hey, everybody, we're going to learn how to do IVs. Bitch, go.
Yeah, right. You in the like wrong class. It's like getting advice about buying a house from a motherfucker that's still renting.
Yeah. What you gonna tell me?
Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Oh man.
What the fuck?
Just listen. I'm not acting like I know everything about relationships for this new generation of dating. But this bitch sound retarded. I'm just gonna say that, man.
But what the fucking problem is that like now other women like heard about it and now they trying to do the same fucking shit. They like jumping on the bandwagon with that shit. Now they just creating more fucking toxic environments, you know what I'm saying? And we as men, we have to fucking deal with this shit. Well, not us personally, you know what I'm saying? Because we already booed up. But when these other gentlemen that are out here in the fucking dating scene got to deal with fucking shit like that. And, like, I feel sorry for these brothers.
Just remember, you reap what you sow. So
no shit.
If you that if you the type of person that you realize that you getting all these bad dudes or bad women, at some point in time, you need to look within yourself and say, what the fuck am I portraying out there to get this type of person that is attracting? Why am I not getting the good man or the good woman? That's why. Because you playing games. That's what that's going to do. That's going to attract other motherfuckers that play games. That's what you're going to end up with.
When we started,
like Williams said, you can't keep talking about, you can't be 38 years old talking about some all men ain't shit. No, it's all the men that you pick ain't shit. Find out what about your pussy keep attracting ain't shit men. You know
For real.
Listen. To her, man, we didn't been on this earth for a long time, all of us, and one thing, whether we've been kids or to adulthood, there is no secret trick of the trade to finding the person that you care about. Something special. There's none.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's called being authentically yourself.
But that's not a you. But that's not being, that's not a secret. You see what I mean? All these people that want to say, oh, here's a trick to how to get a man. This is what I do to trick a man.
That's or the first wrong thing there. Trick. You got to trick somebody to be with you.
Right.
For real. You got to be authentic. Be you. Be exactly who you are if you want to find the person that's going to love you for who you are. You can't be portraying to be somebody else or, you know what I'm saying, putting your representative out there first, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, convince somebody that you are this type of person in this type of way, knowing in actuality that's not who you are. That may be who you aspire to be or who you may want to be one day, but that's not the genuine you. And if you can't expect to find the person of your dreams when you putting out, you know what I'm saying, a false person, like you're putting out some bullshit.
Oh no, she can find a person of her dreams in her dreams, and then this bitch gonna wake up.
right.
Dumbass.
Definitely, I have to agree with you on that one. God damn.
But you could have bought me that drink while you bullshitting. All that effort to go sneak in the bathroom, to pay the bartender, to buy you a drink, and to get it over there, you could have been like, hi, so my name is Brittany. My likes are this, that, and the third. What do you like?
Well, bitch, if you're going to be buying drinks, buy me one. I'd like your ass a whole lot more. If you bought me a drink, you know what I'm saying?
Right? I didn't even think of that.
Selfish ass bitch. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call women bitches or nothing like that, but this one.
Y'all both spreading that B word around a lot right now.
I'm sorry.
It's like y'all both got some trauma going on right now.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like,
y'all. Yep. Motherfucker, you got trauma. Yep.
No, that's just how I talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean nothing by it. Don't take it personally. Don't be offended by it. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad habit that I've gotten accustomed to that, you know what I'm saying?
If any female want to know what they talk about, go ahead and listen to Pac's song. We wonder why we call you bitch. That's what they talk about.
Right.
He breaks it down 100% on where that came from when it's being said that way. So
Right.
If you want to understand where they're coming from on that, listen to that song.
Trauma right here. Trauma.
Nah, I'm going with that Pac route, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I'm glad I got my woman right now, but like it's making me not ever want to go dating again.
The dating pool definitely got pee in it. That's just 100%.
What you say, dude? The dating pool definitely got pee in it.
It do.
I love that shit, man. I'm fucking right.
Sound like it's something floating in that motherfucker.
For real.
Too.
Yep.
I'm gonna show you how much I'm traumatized, right? I'm sitting here in my living room, right? Get off work. I gotta pick my daughter up from a friend's house. I go over there. They is watching Madagascar, you know, the movie with like
Lord,
the lion. Man,
you fucking say it.
Yep.
You and fucking better not say what I think you're about to say.
They was doing a da-da-da-da-da-da-da Afro circus, polka dot, and it's just running the credits and everything, you know, nothing big. It. And showing up, there was a hippo on there.
Fucking go.
And I don't know why it never occurred to me, but they was running the credits and it was like the lion, Ben Stiller, the giraffe, Chris Rock, the hippopotamus. Jada Pinkett Smith. I was like, this bald-headed bitch. Cut the TV off.
Over because she fucking voice acted fucking. You didn't know what she did.
Oh my God. I've totally spaced that shit. I was so mad at that TV.
Moto. Man, so nice. You gotta say it twice. I like some B. I like some chunky. I like some round. I like some fluffy. I don't know how it goes.
It was just real convincing.
I ain't gonna knock a big woman, you know what I'm saying? Like I used to date big women a lot, you know what I'm saying, when I was younger, but like I had a bad experience once and my body not built for that anymore. So
I think I caused one of them.
Yeah, you did do that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, quick story. We out at the bar, you know, and I was on a cane at this point as well. I was having back problems.
You said surgery.
Yes, and a young lady came up to me. She was like, "Oh, you wanna dance?" And you know, she was a bigger lady. And when I say a bigger lady, she was, you know what I'm saying, she was big. Like, and what was weird about it though, I won't say weird. Let me choose my words carefully here. I don't want nobody to think I'm body shaming or anything like that, because I'm not. Because she had the smallest waistline you ever seen in your life on a woman. But you know what I'm saying? It didn't match because her ass was so big that if I'm standing straight in between her butt cheeks, I literally had to lean to one side to smack her butt on one side and lean to the other side to smack her on the other one. Like, it was that fucking big. And she asked me, did I want to fuck? I'm not exaggerating.
You're not. You know
what I'm saying? And she asked me to freaking dance. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't want to dance. And nothing against you, but I got back problems.
This motherfucker uses back problems. Not
And then I'm just standing by dance floor, and you're gonna push that bitch over, just push this lady over here on me. Now I'm pinched up against the fucking pillow with nothing but ass in front of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, goddamn it. Just lean to one side, smack some cheek here. Lean to the other side, smack some cheek there. Fuck it, it's a party, goddamn it. We party. That shit. I was just chilling.
Oh yeah. I was like, he hit it. Cause he was like, which one of y'all are singing? I was like, he is.
Threw me out of the bus so damn quick.
Yep.
Oh, that was one. Boy, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I still see that ass where I can see it right now. traumatized me, man. It was unreal. It was unreal.
Damn,
so much fucking ass. I ain't never seen that much ass on a woman before.
To our fans, if you can imagine what Mailman looked like standing off into the yonder, looking up like this motherfucking danger. Like, I ain't never seen that much ass before. That's our motherfucker's face right now, boy.
Hey, man, we are visual creatures, man. So, goddamn, I can see it again. Like it was yesterday. And I'm going to leave you guys with this, too. This goes back towards our second topic, I think it was, tonight. And I just want to say to the lady, you know, and or if she listens, I don't know if she does or not, but know your worth. Know your worth. And if you feel like you're being used 9 times out of 10, you probably are. And if you don't want to be used, then make the necessary steps and changes in your life to get past it and make it so it doesn't happen to you anymore.
Y'all already know what my advice is. Motherfucker bother you, what you do? Be a motherfucker and hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. There you go. That's the advice every time.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh my God, here we go.
That's all.
I'm surprised he didn't just go ahead and do it. Just go for it. Like, fuck it.
Nah, y'all said FOMO. You know the difference between you and me? God. I believe that our fans want to hear me
They don't. Okay, Carla does. That's about it.
Carla, you're dead to me now.
Damn.
Hey, that motherfucker took it personal.
I ain't like a motherfucker. That's it. You're dead to me.
Don't encourage his ass at all. Not even a little bit.
Oh my God.
It's all right, Carla. We good. We I fucks with you now, Carla. There it is. Duke's green light singing having ass. Yeah. Listen, man, to my fellas, I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Yeah, and I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming and take care.